programming sponsored by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Over 100% financing on auto loans. Where you bank does matter.
Reach out and respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
All right, it is about 3 after the hour. Welcome. It's good to be back with you. Happy Feast Day, by the way. It is the great Queenship of Mary. What a wonderful day, huh? We have this great octave of the Virgin Mary from the Annunciation, or the Assumption, I should say, to of course, the Queenship today. And I just want to bring you up to speed on something very quickly. I got a text, an email earlier today from Father Rocky. You probably have heard this, but let me just fill you in. He loves our Blessed Mother so much. You know, he's got such great devotion to her. And he's a priest who is always bringing flowers to her, right? At the chapel, if you come to the chapel in Nativity, there's always fresh flowers before the Blessed Mother. So he said to me this morning, he says, Drew, ask those who listen, okay? Ask your faithful supporters if they could give 200 calls an hour. If you can get 200 calls in this hour, he says, I personally want to buy I want to buy a dozen roses for Our Lady if they would do that. And I'm going to use my tax refund to do it. But here's the thing. I don't want Father spending his money. You know, I really don't. So if we get to 200, let's give Father Rocky a gift too, all right? I'll tell you what, I'll buy the roses, all right? But you got to call right now. 200 in this hour. We got about 54 minutes, okay? It's 877-291-0123. And let me start with prayer. We'll begin right now just asking the Mother of God on this great feast day to intercede for you and for your families and for all those very important intentions that you have, and we'll entrust everything to her, okay, and to her intercession. And let's honor her right now, too, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Amen. What a great day. The Queenship of Mary. I'll tell you what I did here, too, and I'll talk more about it a little bit later. Today, rather than coming in and coming right to the studio here for Mass, I went to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, and I went to Mass there because that is a church-approved apparition. And it was at that site that the Mother of God actually appeared, and her title was the Queen of Heaven. So I thought, what a better, you know, there's no better place to go and to invoke her on the Queenship of Mary than the very place that she identified herself under that title as the Queen of Heaven. So I prayed for you when I was up there, and I prayed for all who would be supporting and helping Relevant Radio right now. We got a dollar-for-dollar match, too, just so you know, okay? 877-291-0123 is the number to be part of that 200. And we will honor Our Lady with a beautiful dozen roses, okay? Father Rocky wants to do that, but I want to surprise him too. So let's try to get those roses for him. 877-291-0123. And you know, our Lady, in many of her, many of the imagery that you see of her, right? You see her crushing the head of the evil one, right? That's right out of the book of Genesis. And we know that he'll strike at her heel and she will crush his head. And I believe that's what's going to happen today. Satan is her enemy. He has more vitriol, more hatred, more. He detests no human more than the Virgin Mary, because in her purity she accepted God's will, and the Word became flesh through her, right? You could see why Satan does not like her, right? But there's a movement afoot right now, and this is really interesting, because Satan is very clever to have people believe that he does not exist, right? I don't know if you remember the 1864. Back in 1864, there was a Frenchman who wrote the story called The Generous Gambler. And he put a line in it, a very famous line. I think it was also used in a modern movie as well. What is that movie where Sizer Soze was in it? You know that movie? You watch movies all the time.
The Usual Suspects?
Yeah, I think he used this line too. He says, one of the greatest tricks Satan ever pulled was to persuade you that he does not exist.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so both you know, you're my movie buff, so I could rely on you, Jake. Thank you.
Yeah, I would not recommend that one in particular.
That
it's
movie?
Extremely well, it's a good story, but extremely violent, so don't let your kids
see it. You gotta love
the
ending.
The
ending is a classic.
Yeah, don't give that one away.
St. Paul the VI, Pope John Paul II, they all alluded to that quote in their writings too. But unfortunately, there are still priests today who don't quite understand what it means. For instance, check this out. There was a superior general of the Jesuits, right? And I'm not here to throw him under the bus. I'm here just to talk about what he says, because you might believe this too. He recently told an Italian magazine, he said this. He says, good and evil are in permanent war in the human conscience, and they We have ways to point them out. He says, we recognize God is good, fully good, and symbols are part of the reality. And the devil exists as a symbolic reality, not as a personal reality. And I thought, my gosh, that's exactly what we just said. Satan's greatest deception is to let us think he does not exist. What are you talking about? Satan is a symbolic reality, not a personal reality. Satan fell from the sky, right? He and a third of the angels fell. He is a reality, and he is the greatest enemy you have. He wants your soul. He wants your soul. Catechism makes it very clear Satan is a fallen angel. Those angels are personal beings. I'm joined right now by Father Michael Maginot. He was with me at last week. We had a great conversation. He's a pastor of St. Stephen Martyr Parish in Maryville, Indiana. He conducted the exorcisms that eventually led to, actually freed LaToya Amon from possession. It was one of his first exorcisms, and from her rented home that she was in from the haunting that was there. So he knows firsthand the reality of the demonic. And he's here just to give me some perspective on this and one of these great deceptions that Satan likes to use today in our modern times. Father, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
So a symbolic reality, that is something else. You know, I just don't get that. I mean, Satan is a person. You and I were talking before last week, and over the course of the week, there was this exorcism that took place on this Black Mass that took place up in Ottawa, Canada, and the Satanists there called themselves atheists, and they didn't really believe in Satan. He was more of a myth, is the way that they looked at him. Help me better understand the symbolic reality. What are people saying, and is this just part of the great deception that Satan is trying to blind people with?
Yeah, most definitely. And I'm always kind of surprised that people who would believe in God have a difficult time in believing in Satan. And if you kind of see good and evil as realities, but to say that Satan is a personification of evil, you can just turn it around and say God is a personification of good, and thus both become creations of man, and which is quite the opposite. So it is really heretical.
Yeah,
it hits at the very heart of Christianity, and making such a heretical statement, actually, he got in trouble 2 years ago doing the same thing, and they came back the next day, said no, there's no, he agrees with the full teachings of the Catechism of the Catholic Church and such, and yet I didn't see any refinement in what was most recently said. So yeah, I'm a little bit disturbed by that.
So what's with this mindset that a lot of people tend to believe that evil does not exist, that Satan does not exist? How do they account for evil?
Yeah, it seems like they do want to keep it in something in the human mind, and thus we can control, we could determine what is good for us, what is evil, so it's the relevant relativization of good and evil.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of believes whatever they want to believe type of thing.
Well, it's interesting. You're an exorcist, and you know firsthand. You have seen the reality of the evil one. For those who don't think that he exists, maybe you can share just the reality of it. I mean, he does exist. I mean, you've encountered evil. What are the ways that he manifests? What are the best ways for us to protect ourselves against him?
Yeah, first of all, it is kind of good to see that he is super intelligent. So it is an intelligence. It's not a force. He's very manipulative. He will kind of use whatever needs to be done to get his way. So if he could get his way by you not believing there is such a, reality, he'll use that. He'll also use that he's as powerful as God, if not more powerful, or if God doesn't exist, he does. So he almost any lie he could use, he will use. So he is a liar too. And also, a murderer too, because he brought about the death of mankind. So he's the principle, the source of all evil. And so if it exists, he is the source of it, and we participate in it. And of course, there's something probably in the human mind that doesn't want to say we, cooperate with evil. And so if we could kind of make it look like a good or something of our own doing, that makes us a little more agreeable to cooperate with it. And that's all he wants.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's funny because a lot of people would rather go to hell than they would go to heaven. They think hell's going to be more fun. Does that make any sense? You ever hear that? And people say, I'll see you in hell. I'd rather be in hell. You know, it's like, I don't think people understand the reality of the afterlife, do they?
No. Once you do experience, when the devil gets his way fully in a possession, you don't want to be there. So it's the last thing you want. And you would almost be willing to give everything up to do that. But at the same time, for an exorcism, you do have to be willing. So some people are actually what they call perfectly possessed. They're happy with, this situation.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. I mean, but you're absolutely right. I always get worried about a world leader becoming possessed, somebody who has capabilities of perpetrating war or doing something else. There's a couple things, and maybe we'll wrap up on this point, though. I mean, people think, Satan doesn't exist. There are things, and you know this from your own experience in deliverance and exorcism, that open people up to the reality of dark forces, and that is occult activity, dabbling in the occult, playing with Ouija boards, occult meditation techniques, curses from other people, pornography, drug use. Those are the things you think are innocent and fun and they're okay, but in the end you realize they're not. They just enslave a person. Involvement in kind of false type of religions, if you will. That can be the same thing. Father, final thoughts from you here, just in terms of what we can do to protect ourselves from the evil one, and, of course, what we can maybe share with others who believe that Satan doesn't exist.
Because we do have a choice. We could choose to live in the peace of God, or we could believe in the lie and think that we have full freedom, that we could do whatever we feel like doing, and that is the blessing. But actually, when we do things that are contrary to what God desires for us and created us for, it is the greatest misery we can bring on ourselves, like all the addictions and all the things mentioned. That's the ultimate reality. It drags us down to be even lower than the animals, where Satan himself actually ended up. Though he could have been the highest of all God's creatures, he chose that. So
that is just so crazy. You think he's such an idiot for doing that, right? And rightly so. But we're in a similar situation where we've been given free will, and so many people throw their eternity, their salvation away by the decisions they make. They reject the idea that God is good and loving, he exists, and we should be working towards that end goal, and yet we squander this opportunity. Father, thank you for being here. Good to talk with you again, and hopefully we can catch up soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Drew. Thank you.
That's Father. It's Father Maginot, and always good to have him here with us. Just a wonderful priest, great insights involved in exorcism, and that's the reality of it, isn't it? I mean, isn't that the reality of what's going on here? I mean, so often people waste. I mean, we look at Satan like, I think, what an idiot. I mean, he could have been the highest of all. You know, he's the most intelligent, the most beautiful. He had everything, right? God's creation. And he squandered and he threw it all away, and he is intelligent. You know what? He hates you because God became man, because you are now a son, a daughter of God, and he hates the human race, and he hates in a special way the mother of God. He hates them. And yet you and I, we squander our eternity too. Souls, Our Lady says, sometimes fall into hell like snowflakes. We reject God. Why would we do that? Yeah, I really believe Relevant Radio is an antidote to that. I mean, Relevant Radio is here saying, hey, wait a minute, this is a reality. You're being blinded right now. You're being deceived. You're being ensnared. You're heading down the wrong path. The evil one hates you. This is not true. It's not freedom. You want true freedom. It's with God and following his laws. True freedom is doing what you ought, not what you want to do. And that's the danger of the evil one. That's what he wants. And that's why Relevant Radio is making such a difference. It's saying, hey, wait a minute, here's the truth. Here's the pathway to freedom. And there's nothing on the air like Relevant Radio right now. I've got to take a break, but I want to ask you right now to support it. Would you do that? Every time you've given in to the evil one, for your loved ones that are away from the faith, that are heading on that path to perdition, for those souls in the occult, for those most in need of God's mercy right now, will you call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge? I'm asking right now in this hour for 200 calls. Father Rocky says if we can get 200 calls in this hour. Today on the Great Queenship of Mary, we'll honor her with a dozen roses. That's only happened once today. I want you to be part of an hour that does that. Will you call right now? Do it for your loved ones. Do it for those away. Do it and say to Satan, this is for truth. This is for goodness. This is for the church. This is for Jesus Christ. That's what your donation says to him. It is a counter to all the deception and evil in the media. It's a counter to all the evil and deception that he's promulgating right now. Please call 877-291-0123. Let me go to the phones right now. In fact, quickly, yeah, let's do this. Let's share a miracle moment. You want to see what your money's going to do? You want to see the lives that are being changed because somebody's donated? Listen to this.